Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I just found out what a surrogate was. Like, I knew what it was.
Oh, your fucking girl told me.
Dude. Okay. First of all, I thought surrogates you could bang. Like, I thought you got to bang the girl. And I was like, yo, this is kind of tight. It's like your final hoorah at a bachelor party. I thought the wife found a woman that was like, I like how she looks. I want to have, like, let's say you're like, yo, this is, I want my child to maybe have blonde hair. I'm a brunette deep down. This is a blonde woman. I approve. She got good jaw structure. Trevor, nut.
Right.
You have consensual sex. She holds the baby. She hands it off. There it is.
Right.
But you tell me.
You see the multiple issues in this, right?
I just never questioned it.
You never thought that.
I mean, it's not every day I'm getting a cold brew coffee and I'm like, surrogates, huh? I just figured.
Yep.
They carry the baby, but what it really is, you ghost, which is, this is so much worse. I don't think, I mean, obviously there's whatever reasons, and if you have to go surrogate, sure. But I think the way they do it is not how you should make a baby. Baby should be love making, but I understand some people can't have babies, literally. Mm-hmm. So what it sounds like is you go to a place, you get a shitty porn magazine, and you, in broad daylight, first of all, surrogate should only be held between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., right? You nut into a cup,
yep.
And then they mix it with one of your wife's eggs in another cup, and then they input the cup. There's no sex going on.
Zero sex.
I just feel like then I'm not a real baby if I'm that baby.
Yeah, there's millions of babies.
Dude, test tube babies, what they're called. I don't like that.
Dude, there was a girl that I was fucking in New York that was made in a petri dish.
What even is that?
Who knows?
A fucking dish at Applebee's? I don't like it.
A petri dish? You know, it's like a fucking little dish they have at like biology.
Oh,
glass.
Yeah, they look like what Pazookies come in.
Yeah. Don't know what that is, but yeah.
You don't know what a Pazookie is?
You don't know what a midwife is?
Two different people. Pazookie is like a little silver pan. No, I mean, that happens so much, and by the millions of people are born like that, but it's just crazy to me that you can do that.
It's also more crazy to me that you actually thought a surrogate was like you bang someone else and they carry the baby in with their own egg. So, and the wife's like, cool with that. She's like, oh, it's half you, half Becky. Fuck you, Becky. Like, you.
I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah.
I. So pretty much the surrogate is just holding you and your wife's baby and then birthing it for you. And then it just goes back to just working at Walgreens. Like, there's no in between. Like, it's
she
like,
gets racks, but yes.
Right.
It's lit. Yes. Well,
that's just so weird to me. All your friends are like, oh my God, Jennifer, you're pregnant. And then a couple months go by. Yeah, it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
I was holding it for the Jeffersons down the block.
Yeah, you're like, oh, where did the baby go? I lost it.
It's just so weird. Like, it's...
I wonder how much money... Can you look that up, how much money surrogates get? I think it's like racks.
I think it depends on the person who, like... Like, when Kim Kardashian did that shit, motherfucking money.
Hold on. What?
Kim's had like three.
What?
Kim's had a lot of surrogates.
What?
Somebody Google this. Back me up. She... Yeah, no. 100%.
Who did she surrogate for?
No, she paid people.
Oh!
You think Kim Kardashian's putting babies in her just for the fucking photo shoots?
Dude, can you imagine? Can you imagine being that baby? Like, damn, you don't even love me enough to fuck your body up? Because that's literally what it's
right.
for. It's
well,
like, I want a baby, but I want to inconvenience my body.
It makes sense if you literally can't get pregnant.
Right, but if you can, it's fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind.
I wonder who made
it. Two kids with surrogates.
Wow, I didn't know that at all.
Mm-hmm. Do they look anything like the surrogate wife at all?
No, the genes are all in the egg and the sperm.
That's boring.
It is.
You're telling me a picture of me being birthed?
Yep.
It could literally be a different ethnicity.
100%.
And it... Huh?
Yeah. Makes total sense to me.
No, it does make sense. It's just like the concept.
Yeah, it's,
how
it's,
did, how
it's
did somebody figure that out?
It's mind-boggling. You know what's also mind-boggling? While you're having that other ethnicity baby, the girl I'm talking to is delivering it in a bathtub. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Surrogates get paid the base pay average first-time surrogate, $25,000. And then it goes up from there.
Wait, dude.
25?
25K for 9 months? Not enough.
No.
Not enough. to carry.
Because you're taking off work and then doing pregnancy pressure.
Right. You could also make two paranormal activities.
Yeah.
So think about that.
You probably, I would also imagine there's a lot of just like pressure from the couple whose baby you're having of like,
because then you have to be healthy.
Well, what are you eating? Yeah. Are you getting enough exercise?
Yo, I'm doing 100K minimum.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, man, if you're not like racked out like that and you need some money, like, to carry a baby, because to finish that thought, I think that is like a reasonable ask to just walk around, because you're not really, yes, you're like uncomfortable and you have to like worry about what you're eating and blah, 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 and not drink and blah, blah, blah. But for like 9 months, 25K, like for a lot of people, that's a lot of fucking money to not really do a lot. To be uncomfortable, sure.
Right.
You also have to give birth.
Yeah, that it's not like she just pops it out and her body's like normal again. Yeah, she got that pregnancy body.
They could do a little C-section, little beep, beep, little bait and switch.
Then you're two operations away from like how most as a surrogate and a C-section.
You know, huh? You know what's crazy though? Your body is, or like women's bodies are programmed to like obviously want to have the kid, and then so once you become like really connected, like emotionally connected to the kid.
Right.
So the amount of surrogate moms who like have the kid and like it's they're in like their emotional head, it's like their kid.
Yeah.
Like they've been with that kid for 9 months fucked. And you got to give it away.
And then also vice versa. The mom who was receiving the baby didn't spend 9 months like caring and loving for this creature in its body.
It's like when you buy a used car and there's
it's
like,
just, well, you didn't work for it.
It's like when you buy a used car and there's already rims on it and you go, I mean, these aren't my rims. Like they look really good on it, but they're not my rims. Right, I didn't buy these.
They're literally a surrogate is literally just like signing your name on a group project at the last minute and being like, this is my child.
Yeah. And they go, you want to present first? And you go, no, I'll let Billy and Todd do that. I'm good.
But it's that's the hard part is on the people who actually give the birth. A surrogate is like, they have all this connection and the attachment and all this kicking in and it's like, how many of those can you do? Is that a one-time gig?
Fuck. We fucked the lights up.
Oh, this feels like a regular episode in a good way.
There we go.
Bang, we're back.
Back. So, yeah, lights are blue. Blue balls. Bring it all home. Yeah, that's crazy. The attachment. I'd be down to interview a surrogate and just be like, what is like the process?
Yeah. The process would be insane. Also, I just would really like to hear out of their mouth, like what their emotionality towards a kid when he was born. Because it's got to be like a really like, this is my kid, right?
Yeah.
And nine months with this thing?
Also, yeah, exactly. I mean, if your first one's probably crazy, if you do multiple, which I don't know, yeah. I wonder if there's any weird connection. Like, let's say you obviously used to give the kid away to its mother, and then like 5 or 10 years later, you like meet back up. I wonder if there's like a weird like some chemistry where it's like I was birthed by you, so I've like somehow like I don't know. Like
I think so.
There's got to be some That's weird a good point. I some really weird fucking energy there.
Yeah, like it's like you feel like it's like a second mom or maybe like an aunt or something.
Yeah, but that's so crazy. Who's this? Oh, it's the woman who birthed you. Huh?
So I've been inside you? God damn.
Pause. Was that? Oh,
did
shit.
Did we fuck? The answer is yes.
I don't like where this is going.
I do.
But.
Go ahead. Patreon.
Technically. Dude, this is fucking insane. All right. So you're telling me. You're telling me. Yeah. Fucking. Cheers, madam.
Yes, sire.
This is insane.
Give it to
me. You can, by the time when you turn 18, if you're a dude who was born to not your actual mother, you're used a surrogate, you could fuck the woman who gave you birth and it's not incest?
Correct. Correct.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh, what'd you do last night? Oh, I banged the woman who
birthed me.
Yeah. Oh, that's incest? It. Nah. Surrogate.
That's kind of the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No.
Because you come out and you can come back in. God damn.
What are you?
Open 24 hours.
What are you talking about? But then what if you impregnated her? Yo. Yo. And then your son's like, so that's my mom and your mom? I get it.
Hold on.
We're about to get a knock on the door and it's just going to be Joe Biden be like, shut it down. Dude, that is the most insane thing ever in everything this world has happened at least once. So somewhere out there, somebody banged their surrogate mom and got them pregnant. And that is the season finale of the Jerry Springer Show. I'll tell you what.
Also, you know what I'm about to say? Gabriel, please Google it.
Dude, that is mind-blowing. Has anybody ever banged their surrogate?
Yes. I mean, the answer is 100% yes. It's an 18-year difference. That's not a lot. It's not a lot at all. You're fucking 25 and she's 38? Yeah. Give it to her. In the bathroom of the office. Who cares? You know what I mean? Hunchback, Notre Dame.
Dude, that is mind-blowing.
It is wild.
That is actually mind-blowing.
Because then what's that like family tree like? Because in terms of genes...
That tree in the goddamn shredder.
God damn.
I can't find anything on this.
Really?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's because the government's like, nah, we ain't... I think we are in such deep levels of surrogate world.
This is... I mean, dude, would you do it?
No.
I would bang my surrogate mom. That's the hottest thing I've ever heard.
Would
in my life.
Bang my surrogate mom?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
She's bad. You're 20, she's 38.
Yeah,
bad.
Of course.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, because I would write it off as like I was a surrogate baby. I don't fucking know. I was wired different.
Yeah. But that's a great excuse for everything. You like feet? I was a surrogate.
Dude, so, that or when you say, like, I don't have a father, get you out of anything. No, sir, no. Why are you speeding? I don't have a father.
Yeah.
Well, sir? You don't know how to read numbers? Again, father.
Father. Never taught numbers.
Speedometer?
What's that?
Is that what?
Am I in a car or a spaceship? I was a goddamn... Where's my dad?
All I know is making muffins because I only had a mother. Anyways, what were you saying, police officer?
Anyways, I'm wearing a dress.
That is crazy to me.
Wow.
It blows my mind. You have the option to either actually have real sex and get the egg in there, right? Or you can be like, let's just nut in a goddamn fucking...
Yeah, you're just a turkey baster at that point.
That's so crazy to me.
You know what's equally as crazy to me, or not equally, just like a little step below? It's like you as a dude like going into a fucking like... really like shitty lit room and having to jerk off with like a magazine that every first of all during COVID this has got to be a disaster. I mean
that's what's so like I don't like I wish here's what I think you should be able to do. You should be able to, I don't know how long semen lasts, like a day, right? 24 hours, 48 hours?
I have absolutely no idea.
I think you should be able to go like be with your lover and you nut. And like right before you're about to on them, you like finish in a cup. Because the jerk off in the day into a cup and they use that to make it. Like I've had some jerk offs where I was like, I don't want whatever that nut was to be a thing of the future.
No.
But I've had those sex nuts where you're like Division II Christian school football coach.
100%.
That's a good baby right there.
Like that's a good one.
That
you,
one
do
valedictorian.
You want to cure corona? We'll have that baby grow up because it's going to cure it.
But seldomly do I have a good jerk off where I'm like, I want that to be the leader of America.
Do you think like how LeBron James made was just like on
I will
top
replicate
of like
that.
Eiffel Tower or something?
I will hit up his parents and be like, what position?
But also it's like, what if it was just like at a family barbecue, like in the shed, like some
weird.
Well,
then I'm having a family barbecue and buying a goddamn shed.
I think you should. Shed's the funniest thing to have ever. Get a garage. A shed? Only bad things happen to a shed. Nothing good has ever happened in a tool shed.
No.
It's the fucking worst place
ever.
It's
where you put tools and you shoot up ketamine. I don't even know if you can shoot up ketamine.
Tools, ketamine, incest, murder. That's the only three, four things that happen in a tool shed. It's terrible. I'm fucking my surrogate. It's hot. I'm pissed off. I'm not a surrogate. Dude, I would literally try to find her right now.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Science. I told you it's a science podcast, guys.
Oh, goddamn. Goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.